law, and by filing this agenda notice with the municipal clerk, posting prominently in the municipal building, and mailing to the Trentonian newspaper.
That would be me. Mr. Blaney has an excused absence. Ms. Denver? Mr. Cohen?
Here.
Ms. Holtham?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Ms. Sigalakis? Mr. Camasco?
Here.
Okay, so it looks like the first item on our agenda is the minutes from our November 19th, 2025 regular meeting. Entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second?
I'll second.
Are all of us here, Brenda?
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, so next on our agenda, we have public participation for items that are not on the agenda, so not related to any of the applications on the agenda tonight. Is there anyone? Seeing none, we can move on to our first item of business application for bulk variance application number ZB8/25 for 27 Nassau Drive. Come on up to the table and...
Madam Chair, I'll indicate that the proof of notice, proof of publication are in order and the board has jurisdiction this evening. If you'd raise your right hand, we'll swear you in. You swear the testimony you're about to give is truthful.
I do.
Thank you very much. If you could introduce yourself to the board and then explain your application.
Sure. Good evening. I'm James Kilduff, one of the applicants along with my wife. I'm here today seeking a variance for the install of a porch on the front of our house. I had submitted a package of materials to the board. I don't know if everyone had a chance to review it. Provided you did, I don't need to go through that at length. I'm happy to help answer any questions that you might have about that. I know, Brenda, in our communications, you had asked me to bring in the originals of the affidavit of publication, so I have those for you if that's something that's needed. And I also have a letter that my neighbor across the street had written. It's a sealed letter. I don't know what it says, but I'm happy to provide it to the board as well.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Mr. Kilduff, would you like to just walk us through what you're applying for variance relief for, so we can have it on the record and your reasons for needing this relief?
Sure. So generally, again, it's looking to install a porch on the front of the home. There's requirement of the 40-foot setbacks, which would limit us to about a 5-foot of porch space, give or take, as there's a little bit of a curvature to the property. We're looking to install a 8-foot porch based upon recommendations of several contractors we talked to and our architect. The primary reason of why that's needed stems from really just family history in terms of our parents and grandparents and aging and the inability to sort of navigate a lot of terrain right now. excuse me. So we saw my wife's grandmother actually was over 100 years old and needed a lot of assistance mobility-wise and wasn't actually able to get into our home. Right now we're also seeing that with my father-in-law, who has been battling cancer and has had several falls due to weakness and things of that nature, and is now requiring canes and walkers and things like that, where he is nervous and it's causing him to not come to the home because he's concerned about a couple of steps up into our home. So we've been looking at options of being able to accommodate that for our parents and the grandparents at this point in time, but also then forward looking for us as sort of the aging in place mentality within the home. So the design of the porch would have along the side that enters from the driveway, a ramp that would lead onto the porch, which would then alleviate the need for the step ups into the front entryway of the home.
Great, and I noticed in your applications you spoke to whether you investigated having additional property or a different kind of design that wouldn't require variance relief. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Right, so in terms of alternative design, we had been looking to install a porch, and then that sort of stemmed into like, okay, how is the best way of handling this? And that's where we ran into those issues, those concerns of looking for the accessibility component to it. Trying to do that in a footprint that would fit within the setback lines would be limiting in the ability that the ramp would come up and then it would either bump into furniture or people or things of that nature, which wouldn't allow us to have, say, a wheelchair or a walker be able to pass by. Thinking about the space that it takes for a chair, or like a rocking chair type style chair that you typically see on a porch, it's going to be approximately 3 feet, and then if you're only talking about 2 feet of space for a wheelchair, is not going to be sufficient to allow someone to pass. So that's kind of the biggest impetus in terms of our need for that additional space.
Great. And I also noticed in some of the notes there was an existing nonconformity in the rear yard, and I was wondering, are you seeking variance relief for that as well?
I was happy to discuss that with the board. It's not something that I was aware of. When we purchased the home, it was there. When we went through CO process, nothing was raised to us. So it kind of caught us off guard that that was even an issue for us in terms of what came back from that engineering report. In terms of the way that I would look at it, it would almost be similar to what we're looking at on the porch, in that the access off the back of the home would then be abilities for someone to exit the home. I don't know why the builder designed it the way they did, but everything out of our home is either a large step or 2 to 3 steps down to get out. So that allows someone to be able to get outside if we're having an event that's outside. It doesn't necessarily need to navigate that terrain. And then otherwise, I mean, we just had the house resided. And taking down would create some difficulties in doing that. So I've just asked the permission to be able to maintain what was existing and unknown as an issue for us.
And what's the typical sort of approach with these situations?
No, we're fine on the notice. As is normally the case, they ask for the specific variance or any other relief that the board believes is appropriate. So it'd be a good time to clean up the backyard, do the front yard, and we could do them both at the same time.
It's typically viewed by our office as an existing nonconformity, and what we wanted to know from the applicant was, did they install it and not go through proper channels? But something that happened before them, you know, we can't say how that happened, so the recommendation would be to grant the rear yard variance.
Okay. Do you all have any questions for you?
I'll just continue. And there are no engineering issues with respect to the applicant's request. There's no impact on grading or drainage patterns, and I view it as a very minimal variance.
I think Jim's memo, Mr. Crowell's memo, had just one comment. We wanted to ensure that the front yard setback of 28.1 feet is the accurate setback. Just to ensure that we're trying to scale the plan, just to make sure that that's the right number for the board. It's not intended as an objection to the setback, just to ensure that the relief that the board grants is accurate. And along those same lines, we want to ensure that the measurement is measured to the closest point on the lot line, just because of the nature of the way the right-of-way is not quite parallel to the home, just to make sure that, again, it's the proper figure, but there's no objection to the application from our office. Just one other question is to confirm whether or not a handrail is going to be required for the ramp. If so, that'll be necessary for ADA purposes and should be shown on the plans. But in terms of how this might impact the area, what I would offer is, as I look around the neighborhood, this is not a neighborhood with all uniform homes where the addition of a porch might look out of character. In fact, you see there are several homes in the area that have maybe not this exact porch design, but have covered porches. So I think that this will continue to fit within the character of the area.
Members of the board, any questions? Mr. Collins?
Yes, I have one quick question, and that is, what are the materials that are going to be used for the ramp? It will be wood, masonry?
Sure. So the entirety of the flooring for the porch, we're looking at a Trex-type material. The exactitude of that we have not yet gotten into with the the builder and the architect in terms of what would be best exactly for that ramp. We were advised to get this approval before we got involved into that those specifics.
Okay.
But we'd be looking for something that would be durable to sustain.
So be a wood-like product such as wood-like, but not wood-like Trex or Kazakh or whatever else.
That would be our thought process at this point in time, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. Well, in considering this variance relief, I encourage the board to think about both the negative, to ensure that the negative criteria are satisfied, there's no substantial impact to surrounding properties, and that this will not cause substantial detriment to the intent and purpose of the master plan. I was persuaded by the fact that this rear porch has been there for quite a long time and does not seem to be affecting drainage or anything. And in terms of the front, I can think of a few better purposes than trying to make a home more accessible. In terms of granting a variance relief, that seems very in line with the intent and purpose of our master plan to me. But that is also a consideration for the board as we...
I have nothing to add. I concur with everything you said.
I concur.
Okay. I agree.
Public.
Yeah.
Yeah. Members of the public, if you would like to ask any questions related to this application, seeing none.
Is it appropriate to read the letter that you received?
It would not be appropriate to really, you're not allowed to submit comments because you can't cross-examine something. So we appreciate your neighbor writing a letter. It's probably a nice letter for you, but we can't look at it. It's right here. I'll tear it up when we leave.
So with that, then should we specify that this would be related to granting of variances both for the front porch, and then also for the existing non-conforming rear porch or deck area. So,
right.
And if you need to do some further work on your property in the future, you won't have to worry about that being a thing.
Appreciate it.
Okay, with that, I would entertain a motion to approve this application.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the application as submitted regarding the front porch and rear porch because it's already existing. Also approve that at the same time.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. Mr. Cohen?
Yes.
Ms. Holtham?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
And Mr. Kamosko?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
The next application on our agenda this evening for use in bulk variance application ZB3/24 for 84 Maryline Avenue. Are the applicants present?
Madam Chair, we did expect the applicant's representative or attorney to be here tonight to explain that they are working on a substantial revision to the application, which would involve the second dwelling on the property. And we had found that out through the various back and forth between the applicant's attorney and the township and Jim and Beth's office. And but we did indicate, and we received confirmation
yes.
today, that the attorney would be here to explain why the matter would be then delayed again and significantly changed, I believe for the better, and then the board could consider carrying the matter or allowing them the time to file a new application, amended application, a change, by the end of the year so that we could get them on the January 21st agenda. So I'm disappointed to see that nobody showed up for the applicant. So I guess my recommendation would be for the board to deny the application without prejudice, meaning they could come back with a revised one, but to deny it without prejudice due to the failure to prosecute the application. There's nobody here. This is what we've heard beforehand. Brenda was very clear with the applicant's people to make sure somebody was here because we knew folks from the neighborhood were going to be here. And they've been here before, and they've been here before. So the instruction from Brenda was send somebody in to explain what you're doing. And I guess if it wasn't what we believe would be a positive change to the application, you wouldn't have to grant it anyway. But I mean, it did seem as though that there was a positive movement in terms of addressing the issues on the property. But since there's nobody here, and we've called this several times, and these folks have come out several times, that would be my recommendation for somebody to make an oral motion to deny the application without prejudice. And then we may or may not, well, we will see it early next year because they have to come in with an amended application. And if they don't file the amended application, then there are other proceedings that can go forward.
Okay, and if they file an amended application, will they have to re-notice?
Absolutely.
Okay, so it'll be as if they're doing it from scratch again.
Absolutely. And they got to pay the application fee, and they got to pay the escrow fee, and they've got to start all over.
Okay. And in terms of, this is just for my knowledge and for the public's knowledge, I hope, if they choose not to file an amended application in the beginning of the year, what's the next process that happens related to enforcement?
Well, I'll rely on Brenda's comments, but my understanding is there's a matter pending in another venue here in town over the violation. And as normally occurs, the court would say, go to the board and see if you can get what you've done approved, if you did something that they did and it wasn't approved. So if we were to communicate that back to the municipal court, then they would have to face the prospect of a hearing before the municipal court, and then the court would adjudicate what to do with it. So it would be foolish for them not to try to come up with something that works for the neighborhood and works for them, and it's something that might appeal to the board. But if they didn't, we would immediately notify the other jurisdiction and tell them to go ahead.
Okay. So, hearing that, board, we don't have applicants present. We've heard from our council. And entertain a motion to deny this application without prejudice.
Can you repeat the number of it, please?
It is ZB3/24 for 84 Maryline Avenue.
ZB3/24. All right. I would like to move to deny. Well, how do we do this? We've had this before. Do we make a motion to approve and then all say vote no? Or do we make a motion to deny and all vote yes?
It's the latter.
It's the latter. Okay. Motion to deny the application for ZB3/24 for 84 Merline Avenue.
A second?
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. Mr. Cohen?
Yes.
Ms. Holtham?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Camasco?
Yes.
Okay, well, members of the public, the applicant didn't show up, and if they choose to file a new application, you will receive a notice in the mail, as you did for this one, and if they choose not to, then they are at the mercy of the municipal court system, it sounds like.
Correct.
Do we get to speak, or?
Yeah, we can hear.
Yeah, we can come on up.
How long will it take? First of all, we didn't receive a notice for this meeting here. We didn't receive anything. We were here last time. That's why we knew to come tonight.
Right.
And when we were here last night, they said it wasn't going to be postponed again. Now, I live right next door at 80 Maryline Avenue. This has been going on for a very, very, very long time. And they have been told, that this problem wouldn't have happened if they would have listened to the township in the beginning. They start building this, the township don't stop, they continue on, and now that's why we're here now. So now, if you're going to deny this with prejudice and allow them to reappeal this, how long do they have to do the appeal? And will we be notified when the appeal is put in so we can keep track of it? Because I also heard the attorney say that once the, if they file an appeal or they don't file an appeal, they're going to send it to municipal court. And also, what is that about the municipal court so we can find out what's going on?
Well, it's our understanding, and you just stated it pretty succinctly, what they did on their property was illegal. Okay, under the zoning regulations of the town. It's illegal. They were caught. I believe a complaint was filed against them in the Lawrence Township Municipal Court for violating the land use law, the law that this board applies. Okay. I believe the court would then say to them, if you want to try to make this right, not sure it will ever get right, but if you want to try to make this right, you can go to the Zoning Board of Adjustment and to see if they'll give you a variance to do what you did, okay? And that's, the court usually will do that first because they defer to the Land Use Board to handle things like that. So everything over on the court was put on hold while they came over here to file their application. If they don't file an application, and I would say if they don't file the application by the end of the year, this year, then I believe what we should do is have the engineering department immediately notify the clerk of the municipal court that they have failed to come to the zoning board and that their application tonight was denied, but without prejudice to come, and they haven't come. And then the court would take over what to do about the violation. And the court would have the same, even more authority than the board. The court could find that what they did was a violation, and they could order them to remove the violation. In other words, the second house that's occupied, scrape it, take it down. They could do that. The court has the authority to do that. So I would believe if they really want to try to do something that improves the situation, they would put an amended application in here by the end of the month, and that they would want to come to this board and try to persuade the board and let you listen to that about what they want to do to better the situation, because they know they're in violation right now. So it's not going to get any better if they don't do anything. So we're hoping they will come, and then the board could evaluate what they've done. But if they don't, we could let you know that the matter's going back over to the municipal court, and we could ask the court clerk, or anybody who wants to be notified when it's called, to be put on a list, and the court clerk could let you know when to go over there, not here.
Okay, so the court will notify us of that.
Well, I think we
could. We would have to request that.
We would request that.
Okay. One other question I would just ask. You designed this with prejudice. They've had, at least two or three opportunities, to come in here. And I don't understand how come it's being denied without prejudice. You told them one time, you told them two times, you told them three times, and I even called the court before I came here the last time, and they said around 2:00. And they said, yes, we're having a meeting. We get here, and then it was determined that they called at around 3:00 that day to postpone because they want to get a professional engineer.
Right.
So how many times can they keep coming up with these excuses and you just don't flat out just deny the application?
Well, the problem with that is that this board has heard nothing about the substance of the application, right? Nobody is, we've reviewed the application materials, but nobody has testified about the case. So when you get a situation like that, you usually, and most boards will deny it, but without prejudice, to get your act together and come in later on if you're going to come in at all. And we're going to put them on a short string to make sure that they apply for an amended application as they represented to Brenda and me today that they were going to do, or if they don't, we're going to immediately notify the municipal court clerk and tell them to put that on their agenda and let you know. But for us to try to deny something we haven't heard, you have to hear some of the substance of an application before you can do that. And we don't have the ability to do that. We haven't heard anything.
Well, the thing with this, the reason why you haven't heard anything is because of them.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why you haven't heard
anything. Not
wrong. And it seems like, you know, we're in a district and zoning where it's only one dwelling per property, so it's clearly, you understand that it's illegal, and it's clearly that they know it, and it's clearly for some reason they just keep putting it off. So my only question is, you know, why at the second meeting it was denied without prejudice, and then where we will be at, we will be in court now instead of keep on giving them chance after chance. Because when I was here the last week or the last meeting, they said, look, these people have been canceling this, postponing this. We're not having another postponement. That's it. If they don't show up, that's it.
Well, this isn't a postponement. This is a denial.
Okay.
But without prejudice, to put together another application, a different one, quickly, if they intend to do that. If they handle that like they've handled all of these other applications, which they've done nothing with, the matter would go right back to the municipal court. This board would not hear it, and then the court would decide what to do. And they have more power over this than we do. If they deny the application on the merits of it all, then we would have to go have the town enforce that, which they would do. The town would enforce that. But the court can rule that from the bench. The court can say, we gave you plenty of time to get your act together, to go to the zoning board. You ignored that. You put it off three times. You didn't even come the last time to explain what you're going to do. So you're not going back to that board. I find you that you've violated the law, and this is what I'm going to do, says the judge. Bing, 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 bing. And give them a deadline to do it. And if not, town could go in, knock down the structure, and charge them for the bill.
Right. Is that Brenda right there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you said that you will request that we be notified. Okay, thank you. And you did an excellent report.
Well, let's get a list of people who would like to be notified.
Okay.
And I have one question.
Sure.
How do I move forward? Because it's encroaching over my property line.
That is an individual property line dispute. That you would have to take up with the court also.
So I would have to contact the court.
Right, to file a claim against them for being on your property.
Okay.
I mean, and certainly we can't give legal advice, but if the court requires them to take it down, then that would solve your problem too.
What's the, if you happen to know, don't, that's okay, but what's the usual sort of timeline? Like how soon, if it goes to the municipal court, should we expect that it might be heard?
Well, my sense of it would be that they would agendize it, they would hear it pretty quickly. Because the municipal court has given them an opportunity to come here and discuss with you what they've done and to see if there's some remedy, okay? And that was months ago, and they've ignored that. They haven't moved the case, they've ignored it, and they haven't bothered to come tonight to explain anything. My sense of it is that the municipal court judge is not going to be pleased with their conduct. So we would kick it over there immediately by the end of the year and tell them that they never showed up and there was a vote taken and it was denied without prejudice. And ask them to get it back on their agenda immediately. And we would ask them to, we're getting the list of people, would you notify or we can notify when we find out what they're going to do. I would think that at a minimum, the court would schedule something within maybe 2 weeks to have them at least come in and explain themselves to the court about why they didn't follow through on the opportunity that they had to work with you or present something. Why did they do that? And then, failing that, I think that it's pretty obvious there is a violation, You don't have to be a lawyer to know that. And then the judge would either rule on it immediately or set down a special date for a hearing and then come up with a decision. So I think it would move quickly.
Okay, great. Thank
and we
you.
Could ask for that.
I think that would be good. This seemed to drag on for quite some time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you all for coming out. I think that's the concludes our business on this for tonight. And certainly if they do happen to file an amended, a new application, you will receive a notice from us, but I guess we'll wait until the end of the year and see if they do it.
Right. Normally our January meeting would be January 21st, reorg and regular meeting. I do not have any business in the queue at the moment. So if we did not receive something, I would certainly consider postponing reorg until February.
Okay.
Okay, so I will let you know.
Fair enough.
Sounds good. All right. Well, thank you all. Thanks. Have a happy holidays and a good year.